Hi and welcome to the show today. Today we're going to just talk about some basic terminology for beginners and those of you who are looking to go into the market. And everyone's asking, what does a bull market mean and what does a bear market mean? So I'm just going to give you something really, really easy. So bull market, prices on the stock market go up. So if you buy Apple today, just as an example, it's $300 and it keeps going up. Like the next, so if you bought it at 300 and you're like, oh my gosh, it went up to 390 and then 400, 465. So prices continue to rise. Think of a bull, it has two horns going in upward motion. So bulls are charging to the market to buy. You're excited. Yeah. You know, there's a stampede, a bull rush that's fast and moving up. So when prices start to fall, that's when you see your stock prices falling. Say if you bought something like oil and you see them going down. So that is a bear market, which, prices go down. So a bull market is when prices rise and investors are making money just whenever you buy the stock, like, oh my God, whatever price, like you see the FANG stocks. I mean, I got into FANG stocks, extremely high prices this year. Like my Tesla was over 1500, but now it shot past 1800. I bought Apple at 390 and it went down after I bought it. And now with the stocks, but it went past 400. So, you know, it's always risky. And disclaimer, I don't give any stock recommendations. This is for entertainment purposes. And do get your, use the links below. We really appreciate it. You support the channel for our time, efforts, research, and meeting with investors and hedge funds and top analysts to bring you these great, fantastic news. And you'll get a free stock on Apple, Public, and the Webull. And let us know which one you got. And thank you for your reviews and any support, subscribing to our YouTube channel, buying a book, or using our links. Thank you. Okay, so I hope that explains to you. So when a bear market begins, you know, that's when investors are really stressed out. The confidence in the market goes down, prices fall, and as prices fall, that means their profits on their stocks go down. So, bull markets and bear markets can last for years. Right now, we are in a bull market. And so if you're looking for indicators that show where we're at, you look at the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, so that's NASDAQ, and Dow Jones Industrial Averages. These are three stock markets that will show, a bull market with the horns going up, charging, everyone's excited, everyone's buying, stocks are going up and up and up, no matter what price you get into. So, and usually a stock market occurs in a healthy economy, even though we're in a pandemic and a weird time this year with a lot of bankruptcies, a lot of people losing jobs, a lot of people don't have money, everyone's on a budget, but there's been some stimulus checks, there's been some help from the government with unemployment help for those who lost their jobs, but those are coming to an end or they're being reduced. So I urge everyone, please be cautious. We're beginning investors. And so you need your money for rent, you need your money for things that you need. And so not to be a party pooper, but be cautious. Your cash is needed. What if someone gets sick? Emergency, your dog, your child, your husband, your wife, your sister, your brother, a friend, you know, yourself. So just because everyone's buying doesn't mean you have to, but caution accordingly. And there's causes that you know, why there's a bull market. There's the TLR. So if you hear TLR, that's top line revenue. These are companies showing economy growth. And so, you know, it shows the demands for goods and services from consumers. So you might want to look at that. But the TLR, and according to analysts since 2008, the NGDP has grown by approximately 3.7% on average. So profit, the top revenue the top revenues for the past 20 years has been about approximately 7.5%. So do take a look at profits, because you want to see that the PE ratio, the price to earnings ratio. For investors, look at their price to earnings ratio, and as earnings drop, PE rises, and that causes investors to begin to sell their holdings. Also, look at gold. Gold has, from September around 2011, gold prices have reached an all-time high of 1,895. So, and usually gold is approximately 300 to 400 an ounce. And then bonds have been bullish. So that means investors have not lost money when buying bonds. And the rate of returns usually positive. And you do look at those index tracks by the St. Louis Federal Reserve to show that, if you like. And secular, usually bull markets are long term. Their trends can last anywhere from 5 to 25 years based on history data. And the longest bull markets in history, there's March 2009 to March 2020, October 1987 to March 2000, August 1982 to August 1987, October 1974 to November 1980, June 1949 to April 1956. And the longest in history is from 2009 to 2020, and returning a 348% profit. So usually that's why people buy in bull runs, because the percentage of profits can be huge, huge profits. And those sitting on the sidelines, known as bears, they're just really skeptical of the market. They don't believe it. They believe there's going to be a crash. And in the news, all you hear is crash, 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 bubble, 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 bubble. That's why, you know, choose your resources wisely. Really choose your resources wisely, because we don't want anyone, you know, telling you it's a crash or a bubble, and then you sit on the sidelines and you missed your opportunity to make some money. Like those of you who listened to the podcast emailed me and said, oh, you bought in Tesla because you heard that I bought it super high, over 1500, and you guys got in there at 1485, around that. You got under 1500 or 1500, and now it's all the way at 1800. You guys heard that I bought an Apple at 390, and I said you probably can get it cheaper than me. I don't recommend or buy. This is for entertainment purposes. That's my disclaimer. I'm not a licensed broker. And then you said, oh, you bought it, and now it's splitting, and it went way up. So, you know, FANG stocks are very over, you know, they're pricey. They're very pricey, but this is a bull market, so that's why I'm giving you information. You're like, bull markets, usually they go up, but you know, whatever goes up comes down. But in stock markets, traditionally, it says that, you know, it goes back up. But you know, we're in a worldwide pandemic, you know, we've never seen this before. You know, people are being conservative. What happens next year when there's no more unemployment bailout help, there's no more stimulus checks? It's gonna be, you know, I would say major pullbacks. But right now, every time you look at it, oh, August is usually a slow month, people are on vacations, but everyone's sitting at home. You know, if resorts and gambling and casinos are closed, they're saying people are just, you know, enjoying learning how to invest, and a lot of Robinhood retail investors are investing, and people are happy, they're in crypto. And so very, very interesting. And then also I wanted to just let you know that, you know, people saying Bitcoins are really good. So it just goes up, but it's skyrocketing. But that's like the eighth largest currency right now. But I wanted to just tell you that there's a lot of shorts on gold right now, because some of you are buying gold. But I found a lot of people have contracts on gold and they're shorting gold, which means they believe. So when there's a lot of contracts on gold like that, that could bring the value of gold down. So I did see that. So I just wanted to caution y'all buying gold. So, but I just wanted to explain some basic terminology of bear and bull markets, so you kind of have a rough idea. And when people say there's a secular bull market, that means it's long-term, you know, so if you hear that. And bull market history, just, you know, when Oh gosh. The history is people bet whether dogs could kill a bull chained to a post called bull baiting, and the bulls would use the horns to defend itself. So yeah, and oh gosh, and then the bears, when dealers and bearskin jobbers sold bearskins, they were sought to lead that warned, don't sell the bearskin before one has caught the bear. So there's some crazy stuff and some really interesting terminology. And yeah, and there's a couple books I'm gonna recommend. You know, I think Rich Dad Poor Dad, and just you know, I'm gonna put some book links down below so you guys can read on how to. And Millionaire in the Fast Lane, and they're and then Anthony Robbins, the mindset of a millionaire, so that we could really just delve in that. So I hope that helped you out, to give you just really a difference between bull and bear, and to really just believing that when it's a bull market, just know everyone, it's usually a high percentage, usually lasts a long time, and according to history. And when it's bearish, it means, you know, you might, some people sell, some people put stop losses. So you know, do your due diligence. And always be savvy and proactive, and use a financial advisor, licensed financial advisor with great reviews, and interview a lot of people. And also, you know, put your stop losses in, and always, you know, take advantage of getting free stock while they're offering free stock, if you like, if that's your thing. And thank you for listening, and I hope this helps you to understand the difference between a bear and bull market. Have a great day.